I just had remembered our conversation from a year or two ago that you were organizing or helping to organize a march from Delhi to Geneva for sustainable development and peace. And so my first question to you is, what is the goal of the march?
Right. So we call this march is a global walk for justice and peace. And in Hindi, what we call Jai Jagat. So the meaning of Jai Jagat is a victory of the world. So this is the name of this march. The key issues, the key focus, the main goal of this march is to take the message of Mahatma Gandhi, because this is 150 years of Gandhi. So being a Gandhian organization, this is our responsibility to take the message of Gandhi to the global world. And this is the high time when we need to understand the whole spirit and message and the deeper sense of Gandhi's thought. So with this reference, the three main goals are, the first is to approach different countries, different states, United Nations, to set up a ministry of peace in every country. So the peace ministry is one of the topmost agenda for us. The second one, it's to popularize, to institutionalize, and to make formal peace education in our elementary education system in every country, because this is the one thing which is seriously missing in our educational system, the formal educational system. And the third one, which is a message to the United Nations, to declare year 2020-2030 as a international decade for peace, the 10 years for peace. So these are the three topmost messages or the goal which we are focusing in this Global March for Justice and Peace.
Excellent. Well, you did already address this a bit, but I will still ask you the question, why was the nonviolent tactic of a march chosen? And why from Delhi to Geneva?
Right. So why from Delhi to Geneva? Because as I said, that being a Gandhian organization, we are celebrating 150 years of Gandhi here in India. So, and we had a long history. We had many successful campaigns in India. So that's why we thought, let us start this walk from New Delhi, a place called Rajghat. This was the place where Mahatma Gandhi was buried after his assassination. And why Geneva? Because we want to take this message to the global world. And we thought that the Geneva is a very important place because it's also a headquarter of United Nations. There are a lot of human rights organization, especially the UN related human rights organization, they are based in Geneva. And the third thing, that if you want to walk, probably the Geneva would be a little more realistic place for us because we can walk in from surface. If you choose the New York, then probably it would be very difficult. In that case, we had to take maybe ferry or flight or something. So the logistically, Delhi to Geneva, it's convenient, it's suitable, and it's more appropriate for us. And as we are known for a lot of nonviolent action, a lot of nonviolent campaign, very much focused to India. But this time we thought to use the nonviolent tactics into the other countries. And when I say other countries, that means on our way to Geneva, all difficult countries like Iran, Armenia, Georgia, Bulgaria, Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, Italy, And these are the countries where we are also witnessing several layers of conflict. So that's why we thought better to build the whole campaign around the various nonviolent tactics which we had used in India. And that's the importance of this march.
That's incredible. What is the status of the march right now, and how many people are currently participating?
Yeah, so in India, we are walking right from 2nd of October 2019. And it's roughly around 4 months now. And we have already covered more than 2,000 kilometers in India, walking over more than 6 states of India every day, roughly around 25 to 30 kilometers a day. And we received a really very positive responses from the people, from the press, from the civil society organization, and from the state itself, where people are joining every day. Every day we had many public meetings in our way to the destination, Indian destination. Right now, 50 core walkers, the 50 people are chosen and who have given their whole 1 year for this march. So we call them core walkers. So these core walkers are traveling, walking every day. And we are reaching Sevagram, which is one of the famous Gandhi's ashram in a place called Wardha in the Maharashtra district on 28th of this month. That means after 4 days. And then we have Global Peace Convention for 3 days in the Sevagram, in the Gandhi's place, in the Gandhi's ashram. And in the first week of February, we'll depart for Iran. And then after Armenia, Georgia, and as the route has decided already. So this is the status right now.
Excellent. So you've been joining the march and then having to come back to Delhi for meetings and coordinating, if I understand correctly.
Yeah. So my responsibility is, as usual, most of the time shuttling between the march and, today I'm here to talk with the Ministry of External Affairs. This was one political meeting to inform the Ministry of External Affairs, what we call Ministry of Foreign Affairs also, who are responsible to guide us, to give us advice on various diplomatic issues and other international issues. So that's why I'm here.
And was there a particular watershed event that sparked the planning of the march? I understood that it's 150-year anniversary of Gandhi's life. Is that the main timely element to the planning of the march, or were there other events that led up to its planning?
Yeah, so we can say there are many, many other events also, but two very important event for us. The one, as you just said, that it's 150 years of Gandhi. And very interestingly, probably you may know that this is the 150 years of Kasturba also, the wife of Mahatma Gandhi. So it's 150 years of what we call Gandhi and Kasturba. But it's also 75th years of United Nations. So United Nations is celebrating 75th year. And we know that this is the one organization, one of the most powerful organization of the world, which reflect the collective wisdom of the state, collective wisdom of the global citizens. So we thought it's our responsibility to reach out to the United Nations and to make them convinced that this is the high time to take the agenda of peace ministry, peace education, and international decade for peace. So it's a very interesting coincidence for us.